It shouldn't be just good morning. It shouldn't be just good afternoon. It should be good life. It should be, I had a great time. It should be felt. It shouldn't be just a social thing. And when I say to you that you need to feel peace in your life, I mean that. Peace also has been placed inside of you. And not only is it precious, but there is abundance of it. To last for the rest of your life.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Thank you. So, welcome, because truly it is most joyable to be in the company of those who have the sincerity for this life, who have the sincerity for this peace. You being here, to me, indicates, maybe you've just come because your friend invited you, or whatever the reason why you're here, but at least there is some sense of sincerity that you want to get this joy out of this life. And if that's what you are interested in, I think I can help you. Because that's what I talk about. And ultimately, those who are interested, I can make that a reality for you. Peace in this life. Because it is not a question. A lot of people will go, how will you do that? It is not a question of doing anything. It is a question of undoing. That which you are looking for is inside of you. That which you want, you already have. So after having said that, setting a little preface for what I talk about, why you are here, I'm going to talk about what I was thinking a few days ago. What does it mean to be rich? What does it mean to be rich? Now, rich isn't just rich in money. You can be rich in many things. So, what is the definition of being rich? And what I came up with is actually pretty fascinating. You may already know it. But two elements are involved in being rich. Two. One, you have to have something precious. What does precious mean? Something that is not ordinary, but something precious. And secondly, you have to have abundance of it. You can, gold is precious, but having a gold the size of a hairpin isn't going to make you rich. Two elements. You have to have something precious and lots of it. And the more you have of it, the more you have of it, the richer you are. And both things, the preciousness and abundance, play off each other to make you rich. If you have a lot of nothing, you're not rich. Two things have to be, two elements have to be. So now the question becomes, are you rich? What is incredibly precious? And not only precious, but what do you have that is precious and you have abundance of it? There is something. And it's not dollars, and it's not diamonds. It is another kind of wealth. And one thing that is incredibly precious is this breath that comes in and out of you. And not only is it precious, here's the beauty, it comes in abundance. Not just one. Dead. Because that wouldn't make you rich. The two things, the two tests that has to pass, precious and abundant. There is one thing that qualifies. Every human being that is sitting in this hall, outside of this hall, in this world, everyone has this. And it is the most beautiful gift. This life is the most beautiful gift that we have been given. Life. What is life? Many, many definitions. But if you want to look at life, look at it this way. That it's a bunch of layers. Only one sheet is real. The rest of it is just overlays, translucent overlays on top of that real sheet. And sometimes the overlays become so many that you lose sight of the real sheet. What I do is I ask people to lift those layers one by one and see that they're only the layers. Every layer is changeable. And every layer represents a change. The only thing that doesn't change is the basic fundamental layer on which everything is developed on. It's like having a wall. Sometimes interior designers will do it. They'll have a wall or they have a sofa, and they'll have different colors. But the base, the main sofa, stays there where they've got it. You can see it in different colors, but the basics does not change. Life, too, is very much like those layers. We've got our relationships, and we've got our friends, and we've got our ideas, and we've got our job, and we've got this happening, and we've got that happening, and this is this, this is this, this is this, and pretty soon, getting caught in all of those layers, we forget what the main sheet is, what it is about. It is about fulfilling your thirst. It is about experiencing that heaven. Which heaven? Which heaven? What is heaven like? What is heaven like? You see, you can ask somebody, what is heaven? Oh, it's pretty nice, you know, constant temperature, clouds, golden this, golden that, a lot of angels playing around with harps, you know. Look, some pianos come with 88 keys. Lowest note, highest note. All songs played on that piano will be contained within those notes. If the artist goes beyond the lowest 88, nothing. It doesn't matter how good he is. All those notes that can be played, that's it. That's it. There's no more and no less. But in this life, if you take all these notes and mash them together and say, yeah, everything is fine, I'm playing a song, you are sadly mistaken. There is no song. It's just a big clunk, 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 clunk sound. And if their life doesn't seem quite right, you are not mistaken. It's not being played right. It is about the sequence. It is about the silence. It is about the harmony. It is about the emotion. This is what constitutes a song. So what do people do? I have to do this, 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 I have to do this. No! Excuse me. I'm not going to tell you what you should do and shouldn't do. I'm only going to tell you there is something already happening. The big do is already doing. And it just so happens to be the source of immense joy. Immense joy. When you have found not only the abundance, but the richness of that existence, of that breath, of that gift that is coming in and out of you. Some people, I'm sure, are going, but that's too simple. No, it's not. No, it's not. It is at once the simplest thing and at the same time the most complicated thing. Because undoing, we as human beings are not good at. Do get ourselves lost is our expertise. And they say if you are a man, you don't ask directions. Below your dignity, you just keep getting lost. It's okay, we'll find it. Now I know where I am. Getting lost is our expertise. Getting found to undo all that. No, egos come into play. Pride comes into play. Me getting lost? Never. I saw this on the news. These couple got into a very serious situation, and they had a GPS, and they were just following the GPS. Of course, if you look at the GPS, you realize you're like 100 miles away from the nearest highway. It's telling you that, but it kept telling them, turn left, turn left, turn left. It was confused, whatever reason it was. The other day, somebody, the GPS said, turn left, and there was a railway track there. And they started turning onto the railway track. It was just after the railway track that they needed to turn left. Getting lost is easy. Getting found is undoing all the things you did that got you lost. Undoing them, you will find where you need to go. So, being confused is easy. All you have to do is listen to everyone. Finding the right person to talk to is very complicated. And of course, once you find the right person, you will find it easy. Not the complications, not the complicated, not the duties, but the richness, the abundance, the preciousness of what has been given to you. You've already been blessed with it. It is not that you lack anything. You never have. From the time that you came on the face of this earth, this journey, what do you think this is about? It begins with you, your understanding, your life, your existence, your clarity, your song, your fingers on those keys that have been given to you, you playing a song, not a hired artist. No. You playing the song. That's what it is about. It is your emotion that has to come out. It is your song. And it is your enjoyment of that song that means everything. You enjoy. Because in your heart of hearts, to dance, to feel the gratitude. This is enjoyment. At its best, to feel alive and to be thankful for feeling alive. To feel thankful. Wow. I'm alive today. Do I have problems? Yes, I have problems. Will they go away? I hope so. Also, I know hoping them away isn't going to get them away. Hoping them away is like inviting more. You got to do something about it. Got to put up a fence. But all those layers, remember I talked about? There is the reality. And the reality is that I'm alive. And I need in my life to feel grateful for this richness that I have been given. Abundance and precious. Abundance, yes, but not forever. Until I am, it is abundant. One after another, day and night. No Sundays off, no Mondays off, no Tuesdays off, no Wednesdays off, no 4th of July off. I just on and on and on and on and on. And that's the blessing. And unique, precious, of course. Thank you. Thank you. For letting me see the preciousness. That's what made me rich. It was happening before too, but I didn't recognize it. Recognition. Recognition of what you have been given. Recognition of this life. Recognition of being alive. This is how you celebrate. This is how you celebrate. To celebrate in gratitude. To celebrate in most simple way. And breath isn't the only gift that you have been given. It isn't. There is another gift, and another gift, and another gift that you are rich in. And you need to understand the richness of all of that. Peace also has been placed inside of you. And not only is it precious, but there is abundance of it. To last for the rest of your life. I know these are hard times for people. Economically speaking, these are very hard times for people. And not just in this country. I think the only place where they're doing kind of okay is Brazil. But I have another question for you. Okay, that economics is not doing so good. How about your economics? How about your prosperity? Should you not be prosperous when you are so rich? When you have been given the gift of incredibly precious and in abundance. But do you know? And I don't want you to just say, that's great words of inspiration. That drives me crazy. You know, that's like people going on their refrigerator, smile. And I'm like, you shouldn't smile because your refrigerator says smile. You should smile because you have found a reason inside of you to smile. That's why you should smile. It shouldn't be just good morning. It shouldn't be just good afternoon. It should be good life. It should be, I had a great time. It should be felt. It shouldn't be just a social thing. And when I say to you that you need to feel peace in your life, I mean that. Not just, peace is a good thing. Peace is a good thing. Find that reality in your life and experience that reality. Stand not on imagination, but on reality. Some of you have the gift of knowledge. That's what I do. I give people the gift of knowledge. That's what I call it, knowledge. The know-how. Know-how to you. Some of you have it, some of you don't have it. The issue is, those who you have that gift, experience that joy in your life. Those, if you are interested, it is possible for you to experience that. It's pretty straightforward. That's what it is. This is about reality. This is about you. You feeling that feeling. It's about you enjoying your existence, because you recognize how rich you are. Because you are rich. You are rich. Play. Sing. Play something wonderful for yourself. Nobody else is going to hear this piano that I'm talking about. It is not performance-based. This song that you will play on this piano of life, only you will be able to hear the notes. Play well. Play well. And play with all that beautiful emotion that you can put into it. Remember the silence. Remember the notes. Remember the sequence. And play. Play for yourself. And enjoy every finger movement as it takes you into the surprising world of music. A music that is within you. Within you. Recognize the twang of each breath. How beautiful. Whose finger is on this string? Not mine. Not mine. Someone very special. Somebody extremely special is twanging this for me. My blessing. I want to be silent, I want to listen, and I want to enjoy. I want to be mesmerized. Is it hypnotic? If it isn't, I want to be hypnotized. Because in this hypnosis, I am recalled into clarity. I remember what I am about, not the journey of 1,000 miles, but just one step, one day at a time. Where? To where? From there, all that, from there to here, to me, to my heart, to my existence. Not to the God up in clouds, but the God that dances in my heart. That God that has made the house here, here. I want to spend some time. I want to know. I want to understand. I want to feel that clarity. That's enjoyment. Enjoyment. Incredible enjoyment. It makes me feel so rich, so rich, so rich. This is how it should be for you too. You should feel, know and feel rich. Enjoyment because you are rich. Be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. That's the little trick to happiness. That's the little trick to peace. So I hope you understood something. I hope that I gave you a few answers instead of questions. That this is life. What else? What else? What else? Thank you very much for coming, and take care. Good night.